Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
The Q Morning Show. So if you listen to our show every day right around this time, and we thank you if you do, starting very soon, the great gift card giveaway. We're going to start it this early on Monday, December 1st. So we might be calling your name to win a $50 gift card to Legacy Village starting on December 1st. And you might be thinking right now, well, how are you going to call my name?
Like how are you going to know that I want that gift card?
You have to register. And the way to do that is you go to Q104.com, and there should be a link right there.
It should be like one of the first things that you see on the homepage. It'll say great gift card giveaway, and you click on that, and it'll prompt you to enter your birthday, enter all your information, that good stuff. And that's how we will have your name on December 1st.
Yeah, and you could be the first one. We could be calling your name first on Monday, December 1st.
So if you're driving around and you hear us call your name, that means that you've got 10 minutes and what, 41 seconds? 10 minutes and 4 seconds?
You know, I don't know.
One of the two.
I'll be ready by December 1st.
You've got about 10 minutes to call us back to claim your gift card.
But the most important thing, register your name as soon as you can. Q104.com. Miles Smith, you've got the Q Morning Show. What would you do if you came home from work today, Alyssa, and you found that your driveway was missing?
What?
No driveway.
Like it's just gone?
It's gone.
I honestly don't know. That's not something I've ever thought about in my life.
This happened in Tennessee.
What?
There's a woman who's actually a realtor, and she bought a house in Tennessee to fix up and flip.
Okay.
And so she has buyers calling her all the time to look at the house.
Oh, yeah.
So she doesn't live at the house.
But she's trying her name.
She's trying to sell the house. And one day she gets a call. Not just one call. She gets multiple calls from people asking about the driveway. And here's what she says happened.
I had a call on Saturday morning. An agent has sent her client over to look at the house. And she was like, hey, we're thinking about putting in an offer. When are you going to finish up the driveway? And I'm like, well, the driveway had a couple cracks in it, but we're not planning on redoing the driveway. And she's like, well, maybe we're at the wrong house.
The driveway was gone. There was no driveway.
I don't understand how you take somebody's driveway. How did it just go missing? I'm so confused.
It's still kind of a mystery, but this is what they know right now. So neighbors are reporting. I mean, the police are involved with this, and neighbors are giving statements that on one morning they saw three vehicles outside, including trucks with trailers and backhoes, working on the property for a couple of hours.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the neighbors, you know, they knew that the house was for sale. They didn't think that anything was suspicious.
Right.
So what the working theory is that some company came by and removed the driveway, perhaps by mistake. Perhaps they had the wrong address. Like they were supposed to take out a driveway.
For somebody else and not this woman?
Yeah, because otherwise it's just concrete and rocks, right? Like,
yeah, I'm just trying to think of, like, what is left there if they take away the driveway. Also, I didn't think that you could just, like, pick that up and take it away.
Well, yeah, you got to call to have that professionally removed. So somebody removed it. They're hoping somebody comes forward and admits to it.
Can somebody return our driveway, please?
Otherwise, that's like, oh my gosh, that's very expensive to replace your driveway.
Well, great. I didn't know I had to worry about this, but add it to the list.
The Q Morning Show. We have Connor in Menor. Connor, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
Doing well. Connor has a good vibe. Please share with us.
Yeah, so I'm very excited. I just got a new job for the holiday season, and I'm very excited about it. I am going to be one of Santa's helpers. I'm going to be an elf and Santa's helpers, and yeah, I'm very excited about it. It's going to be a very fun job.
Oh, what? You're living my dream, man.
Yeah, it's going to be cool.
Do you have to do anything special to prepare for the elf role to be one of Santa's helpers?
Yeah, how are you even qualified or eligible for this?
Well, Santa, you know what he did? Santa sent me a skill checkbook. It's sort of all the elves get it. We have to go through and just learn how to work with Santa, you know, honestly. And I can't wait to meet the big guy.
Santa's recruiter has been hard at work.
Yep, they certainly have.
Do you have to change your voice at all? Because you are a deep-voiced elf.
Well, you know, I kind of play off of it. I play that, you know, my specific elf is brand new and my voice hasn't changed yet.
Oh.
I would send the naughty kids your way. That's what I would do.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Like having...
Yeah, scare them to death.
Yeah. Whip them into shape. Make sure they end up on the nice list when all is said and done.
They just point at me and the kid's like, okay, I'll be good.
Connor, where can we come see you? Can we come see you in Santa this holiday season?
Well, I wish I could tell you, but, you know, the big guy in charge, he keeps things pretty secretive. So I can't really tell you, but I'll be around. You know, it's someplace that a lot of people go to.
What?
Santa's running a tight ship.
I guess I don't understand how this whole thing works. Okay, it's a big secret. All right, well, congratulations on getting that job as one of Santa's helpers there, Connor.
Thank you very much.
Alex Warren tickets after 9 this morning on the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, are you familiar with the celebrity Oliver Hudson?
No.
I wasn't either.
What's he? Is he a movie, TV?
Mostly TV.
Okay.
I had to Google him. He was on Rules of Engagement on CBS. I didn't watch that show.
No, me neither.
He's on a bunch of shows that I've never seen. He is Goldie Hawn's son.
Oh, okay.
And Kate Hudson's brother.
Gotcha.
So he was a guest on the Drew Barrymore show.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about his wedding day. And he got married like back in 2006. And his
So like 20 years ago almost.
His wife is Erin. They have kids. But he was talking about his wedding day. And he revealed that during his wedding, he had one rule. No husbands allowed. He was banning husbands from his wedding. He explained some of that.
And my wife is from the East Coast, and she had all of her high school girlfriends and her college girlfriends were coming. And I said to her, that's fine, but the husbands, I don't want them at my wedding.
So his wife could just invite her friends, but her friends could not bring their spouses or SOs.
Interesting.
And here's Oliver Hudson explaining why.
I didn't want to be introduced to someone at my own wedding when I am sort of a private person. So she's like, what? I'm like, I don't know how to do this, but you're going to have to tell your girlfriends that the husbands can't come to the wedding.
What? That is crazy. Okay, logical.
Is it crazy?
It's a logical reasoning. I completely agree with him. But, like, did they go along? Like, did his wife go along with it? Did they end up having husbands at the wedding?
Yeah,
or
now there's more questions than answers, right? Because now I'd have to go watch the entire segment
yesterday.
I know.
Yesterday. I'm like, I need to know, like, did this actually work out? What did the husbands think? I bet they were like, heck yeah, honey, I'll stay home.
Was it also reciprocal? Like, for instance, if Oliver Hudson had a friend that he wanted to invite to the
right.
wedding, would they have to keep... Basically, you're just saying no plus ones at the wedding. You're inviting your friends. I'm inviting my friends. No plus ones. Is that really such a crazy idea?
Not really.
Like, if you're not comfortable meeting people at your own wedding, could you just say no plus?
I mean, it's your wedding. Like, who am I to say how to do it?
Yeah. Maybe we get into that someday.
That's interesting, though. I've never heard of that before.
All right, you've got the Q Morning Show on the way. Am I the Bleephole? 7:25 this morning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed's sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've got Q104 this morning, the Q Morning Show. Am I the bleep hole? Cynthia is joining us. Cynthia, what did you do?
Okay, well, I didn't do it yet, but like I want to. I just want to make sure, you know.
Okay.
Okay, so this is like a preemptive.
Yeah. So first of all, I'm going to tell you guys something that I haven't told anyone else yet. I'm pregnant with my first.
Wait, oh, and hold, pause. We're the first people that you're telling this information to?
Yeah, it feels weird to, like, say it out loud.
Oh, my gosh, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're aware that we're a radio show and we stream on the Odyssey app and the iHeartRadio app. You're aware of all that, right?
I mean, yeah.
Secret might be out now.
No, but thank you for sharing that with us. Does that have something to do with you being a bleep hole, though?
Yeah, well, kind of. So, you know, I mean, okay. So here's what's going on. So I want to tell my whole family on Thanksgiving next week. And I've been thinking a lot about how I want to do it and everything. But my husband just doesn't think we should do it at all. And the reason why, it's like really sad. My brother and his wife, they've been trying to have a baby forever. And like, for reasons I obviously can't go into now, they found out recently that they can't have a baby on their own.
Oh.
So they're looking into adoption and all of that. And it's like, you know, very much a sensitive issue at the moment.
Mm.
So my husband is like, do not tell everyone that you're pregnant at Thanksgiving. And, you know, it's not that I'm not trying to discount my brother and sister-in-law's feelings, like, at all. Of course, I've been devastated for them. But at the same time, like, I'm not going to be able to hide this forever, you know?
Right.
And they have to find out at some point. And, like, I just feel like, what does it matter if it's Thanksgiving or the week after or the week after that? Like, that's really our only time frame at this point. So, you know, I don't know. I'm just not sure what to do, how to go about this.
216-474-0104. What should Cynthia do? I mean, this is big news.
Yeah.
That she shared with us. She needs to tell her entire family.
Question, Cynthia.
Yeah.
How far along are you? Like, how long do we have until they're going to know?
Yeah. So we're like at the point where we should start telling people. So it's been a couple months now. You know, we've waited. We've done all the things that they say you're supposed to do, you know?
Okay.
So it's the point where we got to start telling people. I mean, they're going to notice. I'm not drinking at the holidays, et cetera. You know?
Yeah. That's a instant giveaway.
On one hand, Cynthia deserves the opportunity to share this joyous news with her entire family. And if she doesn't do it now at Thanksgiving, Christmas? But would Cynthia be a bleep hole if she revealed this news next week? 216-474-0104. Your call's next. Alyssa loving the 7:30 banger this morning.
Yeah, I am.
Jagged Edge, Nelly. The Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. We're in the middle of Am I the Bleep Hole? We're talking to Cynthia. She has wonderful news. She's expecting. She and her husband are expecting.
Yay.
They want to announce this to the entire family on Thanksgiving. And Cynthia's been ramping up. Like, I can't wait to do this. And then her husband said, you know what, though?
Not a good idea.
Your brother, your sister-in-law, recently found out that they are unable to have children.
Right.
And I guess this is very recent for them.
It might just be too much at Thanksgiving.
So Cynthia is basically asking, am I the bleep hole because I want to announce this for my family? And
It's hard when you want to be excited about something, but you know that that piece of joy for you is going to be a hard pill for someone else to swallow.
Brittany is listening to us in Cleveland. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think here? Cynthia, not a bleep hole, right? But what can Cynthia do?
She is not a bleep hole at all. And congratulations, Cynthia. This is so exciting. One idea, though, is to see if you can pull them aside ahead of time and tell them first. Mm. So you kind of aren't catching them off guard and you still get your happy moment. And then they can be prepared to kind of handle that internally the best they see fit.
What an excellent suggestion.
Yeah,
right
the
there.
Text machine is blowing up and I'm seeing a lot of that same sentiment. Pull them aside beforehand. Give her some time to process before you announce. I think that's a really good idea.
Angeline is listening to us in Canfield. Angeline, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you were telling us that you have dealt with something similar to what Cynthia is dealing with right now.
Yes, absolutely. Very similar situation. My sister-in-law was not able to conceive for medical reasons, and we were presented with the same exact situation. And we handled it exactly the way the previous caller just described it. We pulled them aside separately because we didn't want to put them on the spot in front of everyone in our family, explain the situation. We were able to tell them, look, we know this is a sensitive situation. We're right here beside you guys, and we want you to know this ahead of time. And my sister-in-law still cried and had a very difficult time in full transparency, but they appreciated so much that they had that conversation before us. And it also, before everyone else, excuse me. And then also, it gave us a chance to tell them, like, hey, we love you. We're going to walk beside you through all of this. And, you know, hopefully we have kiddos that are growing up together real soon. And it worked out really well.
And you did this at Thanksgiving dinner? So when, like, right before dinner is when you did this? Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I think that's the key. I think just allowing some time for them to process this information before everybody getting all excited, because that is going to be difficult, I think, for them, at least for a moment. And that's understandable.
Well, Brittany and Angeline, that's terrific advice, because it contradicts my advice. My suggestion was going to be take everybody at Thanksgiving and take them out separately over the next few weeks. Like, take mom and dad, take them out to dinner, tell them separately, take, you know, take the cousins out.
I think that's actually not a bad idea either.
No,
but
it would be
a lot more running around.
Yeah, their way is a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
Like, you're spending a lot of money. You're taking people out to eat.
Right.
It's like, we've got some news and then.
Like, yeah. We had a baby on the way. We got to save some money. We can't be doing all this.
All right. Some terrific advice for Cynthia this morning. Thank you so much.
And the best news.
Anything further, you can call or text us 216-474-0104. I have Julie in Amherst. Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
Julie's going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. Whoever gets the most answers correct between you and Alyssa will win the game. If it is a tie, Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Julie, are you ready?
Let's go.
Name the country that's most renowned for its crafting of precise luxury watches.
Brazil or Switzerland.
Question 2. The actress Zendaya got her first major acting break on this Disney sitcom.
Oh, shoot. It was with Sydney Sweeney. I don't know.
Question 3. Name the type of sweater that opens up with buttons in the front.
Cardigan.
Question 4. The 2007 movie Enchanted playfully spoofed classic fairy tales. Who was the star of that movie?
Ryan Reynolds.
Final question. What do you call a group of ducks?
A herd?
All right, Julie, some tough ones today, I think.
That was terrible.
We're trying to give Alyssa that loss, so I dialed up the difficulty level on some of these questions. You did go 2 for 5 today.
Okay.
Will Alyssa do better than that? Find out next. It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Alyssa's back. Julie, meet Amherst.
What?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Am I Julie? Is she Amherst? What's going on?
I think I'm coming down with something. I really do. All right. Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Alyssa, meet Julie in Amherst.
Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Alyssa.
We were just discussing that we believe that this round of Alyssa's College of Knowledge is a little more difficult because Julie only went 2 for 5.
Oh, good. Good, good. That's great.
But I think there's some difficult questions in here. So let's find out how you do compared to Julie. Question number one. Name the country that's most renowned for its crafting of precise luxury watches.
Switzerland?
Question two. The actress Zendaya got her first major acting break on this Disney sitcom.
Shake It Up?
Shake It Up is correct. Was Sydney Sweeney in that?
No.
Okay.
What no, Bella, Bella Thorne.
Were you thinking of Euphoria, Julie?
Yes.
Ooh,
oh, yeah. That,
yeah. Ooh, different demographics.
Yeah, not a Disney sitcom.
No.
Question three. Name the type of sweater that opens up with buttons in the front.
A cardigan.
The 2007 movie Enchanted playfully spoofed classic fairy tales. Who was the star of that movie?
She got red hair. I don't know. I don't know.
Amy Adams. Yep.
There it is.
Oh.
That would be her.
Final question. What do you call a group of ducks?
A quack?
You would call them a paddle.
Oh. I wish that they were called a quack. That'd be fun.
So this was a tough one today.
Yeah, that was kind of hard.
But Alyssa squeaks by with the win 3-2 over Julie.
Good game, Julie.
Thank you, Alyssa.
Julie, thank you for listening to us. We would like to give you these Meghan Trainor tickets as well.
Awesome. My name is Julie. I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
The Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. Cambridge Dictionary has released their word of the year for 2025. It is parasocial.
Yeah, that feels like the word of the year for me.
I'm not buying some of this. I think this is mostly Cambridge Dictionary just choosing a word. I don't believe that anyone has been searching for the word parasocial in 2025.
Are you serious?
Why would we be doing... All right, let's.
I have been using the word parasocial in my vernacular, my vocabulary, way more in the past 3 months than I have in my entire life.
Okay.
But continue.
Hold on to that. Let's define it. Parasocial. It's involving or relating to a connection that someone feels between themselves and a famous person they do not know, or a character in a book, film, TV series, etc., or artificial intelligence.
Ew.
Now, why have you been hearing about, because I'm reading this press release from Cambridge, and this is, they're crediting all of this to Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Yes.
And their engagement.
I have seen it used a lot in that sense.
So their reasoning is that fans have been showing strong emotional investment in Taylor and Travis. And this has created a major surge in searches for the word parasocial. And I just don't believe that. Now, why would we be searching for that word all of a sudden?
I mean, just because I think more people are using it. One, Bill, again, you're not on TikTok. Maybe it's just that. But I've been like, this has been like the past 3 to 6 months, I want to say. I've been hearing a lot about parasocial relationships, really starting with Taylor's engagement. That was kind of like where I started because everybody was like, oh my God, my parasocial relationship with her is crazy because I'm so excited right now. This is the best day of my life. Like, so people were really happy for Taylor as if she was their friend. And that's a parasocial relationship.
Okay, I understand that. This is not a new word. This word has been around since the 1950s, and I would argue that parasocial relationships have been around since I've been alive.
Oh, for sure. I just don't think anybody was calling it that until more recently. We now have a word for it, so now we're using that word.
But it's not a new word. It's just a word that now people have discovered,
yeah.
Apparently. I don't really believe that people are searching. You think people are searching for this word? Because I think it's just something that Cambridge Dictionary is putting in their press release. It's like, yes, everyone is coming to us and searching for parasocial. That's why we chose this word. I don't, is,
I wish I would
really?
Have, I wish I would have looked into this, but I've been using this more and more lately. Google Trends. I'm curious because you can look on Google Trends to see how much a term has been searched.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious if that's on there. That would probably
parasocial.
Settle this debate to see if people are actually searching for that word. But I feel like because it's not used very often, if you see it on TikTok, that would absolutely be like a, what does that mean? And so you look it up.
Okay.
I could see how people are searching it more this year.
So you're saying TikTok is responsible for this?
I would give them I would give them a good chunk of the blame.
Well, great. I'm so glad.
Another thing TikTok has created.
It comes back to TikTok eventually, doesn't it?
Every time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Q104, you've got the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. So I use the food delivery apps very sparingly. Very rarely will I use DoorDash or Grubhub. And that's really because Paula is, and I am too, we're both cheap. Like, if we want food, go pick it up yourself.
Yeah, or, I've been trying to get better about that. I'm trying to cut back, but I'm still pretty bad.
However, the younger generations, they enjoy the DoorDash, especially Gen Z. And I was talking to the parent of one of Will's friends. Will is 14. He's a freshman. Mm-hmm. So talking about another freshman in high school. And this parent is telling me that because their son has their own credit card. And whenever Will needs to spend money, we just give him a credit card and then he has to give it back.
Right.
Eventually, we'll move up to giving him his own debit card, right, and his own account so he can manage his own money. But this kid, friend of Will's, has his own debit card, and he's been ordering DoorDash frequently.
Mm-hmm.
Late at night, after his parents go to bed, and then he has the DoorDash people show up to his bedroom window.
What?
He's being considerate because he doesn't want to wake up his parents and have...
And they're doing it?
Somebody ring the doorbell or something like that.
Are DoorDashers, like, dropping it off at his bedroom window?
He meets them at the bedroom window. So the instructions in the DoorDash delivery are, come to the right side of the house. I'll meet you there at one of the windows. And so that's exactly... So I guess someone is parking, getting out of their car, walking to the right side of the house. And this kid is meeting them at his bedroom window, receives the food, have a nice night.
I have done, like, I've done delivery driving like this for DoorDash before, like, years ago. I just tried it out.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't imagine getting a note like that and then handing it off and seeing a 14-year-old. Like, are you allowed to order food? Okay, I'm just going to leave this here. I'm going to go. Like, I would be so confused.
But if that's what the instructions are, that's what the instructions are.
I guess.
216-474-0104. So I guess we want to hear from DoorDashers, food delivery. Where is the strangest place that you've had to deliver food or deliver something? Or if you've ordered it, what is the most unusual request that you've put in there?
Yeah.
All right, let's get into that. 216-474-0104. I mean, to have food delivered right to your bedroom.
It's convenient. Don't get me wrong.
Is. The Q Morning Show. You've got Q104. I was talking about how a friend of my son, Will's, so he's a freshman in high school, he orders DoorDash to his bedroom window.
Wild. Absolutely wild. Imagine being a DoorDasher seeing that. Like, yeah, just like park front of the house, go to the side, up through the driveway, and then right there, second window on your left. Too much.
Let's go to Patrick in Cleveland Heights. Patrick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Very good. So you're a DoorDasher, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so where is the most unusual place that you've had to deliver something using DoorDash?
Well, the strangest place I've ever had to deliver food is in a cornfield.
A cornfield?
Like in the middle of a cornfield? Was it a house in the middle of the cornfield or just a cornfield?
I mean, I'm assuming there's a house. I didn't see one. But the address was this farm in Chesterland, and the special instructions were, look for the tractor in the field.
Okay.
He even set a pin. He even set a pin so I could find him.
How courteous of this farmer.
Yeah, just drop a pin in the middle of a cornfield.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it wasn't his first DoorDash.
No, it sounds like he's done this before.
Yeah, that was the funny thing, too. I mean, I followed the pin, and I parked on the side of some road. And he just out of nowhere, I see a tractor. He jumps off it, grabs the food, and just jumps back on the tractor.
What?
You mean he didn't stop the tractor? The tractor just kept rolling?
He just got up, grabbed it, got back on. I mean, it, trust me, it looked dangerous, but I mean, he's a pro for sure.
I was going to say, hey, we all have our talents, and that might be his.
Yeah, he was making himself at home out there in the field, man. He was just.
Thank you, Patrick, for listening to us.
Hey, anytime.
Benson Boone, it's Q104. Alyssa, are you a family that has the tradition where you will watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade on Thanksgiving morning?
It's not really a family affair, but it is a personal tradition I watch every year. And
oh,
then
do.
I will watch the dog show and take a little nap.
It's never been a tradition at my house either. I tried to get the kids interested in it, you know, to show them things like, hey, kids, you know, here's all the balloons. And
I always love seeing like the Rockettes and like the marching bands. Those are always fun.
No interest for my boys over the years.
Never?
Lame.
Maybe it's a boy thing.
Boring. But Santa's going to be at the end.
I know. That's the big payoff. Yeah. Who cares?
This year, if that is a tradition in your family, Cynthia Erivo is going to kick off the entire parade performing the opening number.
Oh.
Right there at 8:30 on Thanksgiving morning. And of course, Wicked for Good comes out on Friday. There's also going to be a K-pop Demon Hunter balloon this year.
Ooh. Oh, I know people are going to go crazy for that.
So they're very timely with the Thanksgiving balloons this year. All right, Alex Warren tickets coming up after 9 this morning. Right now, let's get ready for Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Caller 14, 216-474-0104. You'll be the next to take on Alyssa in a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. You might walk away with Meghan Trainor tickets in less than 10 minutes. Hang on. Welcome to Jasmine in Cleveland Heights. She's going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Jasmine, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you for listening to us. It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. You versus Alyssa. Whoever gets the most questions right will win the game. Unless it's a tie, then Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your 5 questions, Jasmine?
Yes.
Who is known as the father of our country?
George Washington.
Question 2. What chocolate company is known for its kisses?
Hershey's.
Question 3. In the TV show Sex in the City, which of the characters has been married the most times?
Charlotte.
Question 4. Thor, from the Marvel Universe and from Norse mythology, is the son of what god?
Oh my gosh. I have no idea.
Final question. How many ounces are in a pound?
16.
Jasmine. Jasmine, you did really good.
I tried.
I think you might win this game. These are some tough questions for Alyssa. Alyssa will try to beat Jasmine next on Alyssa's College of Knowledge. It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104. Alyssa's back in the studio. Meet Jasmine in Cleveland Heights, Alyssa.
Good morning, Jasmine.
Hi, good morning.
Jasmine just went 4 for 5.
Ooh, nice.
With some really difficult questions today, I think.
Oh,
anyway.
You even think they're difficult.
I purposely made them a little difficult.
Oh, geez. Okay.
And Jasmine got 4 of them. So, Alyssa, you need 4 to tie her. If you get all 5, you will win the game. Question number 1. Who is known as the father of our country?
George Washington.
Question 2. What chocolate company is known for its kisses?
Hershey.
In the TV show Sex in the City, which of the characters has been married the most times?
Miranda?
Sorry, it's Charlotte.
Oh.
That was the only one you were allowed to miss, Alyssa. You need these next 2 if you want to avoid the loss.
Okay.
Question 4. Thor, from the Marvel Universe and from Norse mythology, is the son of what god?
Thunder? The god of thunder? Thor, the god of... Is that a thing?
Thor is the god of thunder.
Okay.
He is not the son of thunder.
I don't know.
Odin.
Yeah, I never would have gotten that.
Thor is the son of Odin. It doesn't matter, but I'm going to ask you anyway.
Oh, okay.
How many ounces are in a pound?
16?
16 is correct.
Yeah! I got another measurement question correct. Yay!
However, you were only allowed to miss 1. You missed 2. Jasmine breaks the streak. Jasmine wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Oh, good job, Jasmine.
Woo, yeah.
Nice going. We have a bunch of things for you here, Jasmine. We've got the Alyssa's College of Knowledge pennant, and the diploma, which we're going to send your way, along with Meghan Trainor tickets.
Awesome. My name is Jasmine, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.